Greetings from the leper colony. Thank you for accepting us. Take your Bible to John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2. It's on page 25 in your booklet. 36 for you leaders. Entitled this Surprise, Surprise. A surprise can be a good thing. Somebody does something unexpected or generous that can be a pleasant thing. It's not always pleasant though, perhaps. Somebody does something unpleasant and something you hadn't expected or ever hoped would happen. And then there's the way we've titled this message. No, I'm using this one. Surprise, surprise. It is no surprise to me, and it shouldn't be to you either. What has happened this week? 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, in particular. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. In the middle of verse 14 there, that's really where I want to begin. I have written unto you, young men, and preached unto you, young men and young women, because ye are strong and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Father, we ask that you bless your word now. Speak to our hearts. Open the pages of Scripture once again to us this morning. We ask for grace and for your blessing. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, when you're reading a story, and there's two chapters left in the book, and there's already been a few twists in the story. So really, the end is going to be what you expect. There's not time for there to be another twist, usually. Spoiler alert, sorry if you hadn't realized that. You know the outcome, and that's what camp has been for me. Some of us have become strong or stronger this week because of how we chose to spend our time, how we chose to engage with the opportunities for God's word. We're attentive in the preaching. We learnt the verses that we could, We put what time into them that we had available and did our best to get it into our head. We spent time in God's Word. It might have been more time reading God's Word than normal. It might have been the same. Some of us less. But we've spent still focused time. So when all of that happens, it shouldn't be a surprise that we become strong and God's Word starts to dwell in us more than it had before. Keep your place here. Go to Mark chapter 8 briefly. Mark 8. Mark 8. Mark 8, verse 35, Christ says, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." Remember early on in camp, we were talking about letting God lead our life rather than our flesh. And we talked about how our flesh is just going to give us some random idea next, whereas God has an actual plan for your life. That's really what Christ is talking about here. If you're willing to lose your life from the world's perspective and say, "I'm going to set aside all my ideas, I'm going to set aside all my schemes, my desires, my lusts, my temptations," from the world's perspective, that's losing your life, right? And our natural response when we are encouraged to do that is, "But it's my life." And that's what Christ is talking about here. If you're willing to lose your life then you're actually saving it. Because God will lead your life. Your life will be something profitable. God will do a work of change and make you the person, the Christian, that you ought to be. And that's saving your life. But if you're not willing to do that, if you say, "No, I'm not willing to risk it. I've got some great ideas. I want to do what I want to do." You're going to lose your life. Some of you would not trust God and have not trusted God this week. And so because of that, so far, God hasn't spoken to you. God hasn't challenged you in the preaching this week because you want to do what you want to do. You want to be who you want to be. But if you're willing to lose that, God will make something amazing from your life. But otherwise, you've had an unprofitable week. Those of you that have said, "Yes, Lord, speak to me, anything, challenge me, you've had a profitable week. Some of you are going home with quite a few things to work on. Now, that's not going to be easy. But as you work on those things, you'll have profitable weeks to come, not just a profitable week somewhere early January. You've improved your walk with God already, and because of that, as we go back to our text, because of that, we are stronger than we arrived. And so some of you were willing to lose your life. And surprise, surprise, God has spoken and God is blessing and God has challenged and things are happening. And we've always told you that at camp. We often preach it in our churches. When you come aside from the world, it doesn't have to be camp, it can be at home. Come aside from the world. Spend more time in God's Word, more time in prayer, more time learning verses and letting them soak in. More time in the preaching with an open mind and a willing heart. As we do that, we've always said, and we will continue to say, that God will bless and God will change. That is how change happens in our lives. Because verse 15, the things of this world haven't been here. But do you know what? They've happened without you. Really? The world and the lust thereof has continued without you. Sporting matches have been happening without your eyeballs. You cheering on your team actually does nothing. The match happened anyway. Ladders have flipped around or not. Sporting ladders, other ladders probably too. Gossip has happened without your ears because of sin. Fashion trends have continued without you flaunting them. Movies and gaming and all of the wickedness that is contained in those has just continued because there's other wicked people that want to fill their minds and their heads with that trash. Social media stats have not blipped because you weren't on there this week. The stats won't even register this camp even though you weren't on social media this week. The world continues because there's a lust for it out there. And it will happen with or without you. But this week, you've happened without it. And in addition, you've added in spiritual. And those of you that have things to go home and work on, that's really why. You've set aside those other distractions and you focus on God and His Word and what He wants you to do. And because you weren't in there, verse 14 is true. And I speak to you because ye are strong. And I challenge you that are not stronger at the end of this week than what you arrived. That's your choice. The same God that is talking to others here will talk to you. And surprise, surprise, we try and carry on and be who we want to be and keep the life and the image that we want to have. And we lose the life that God is offering. And if you go home now and you add everything back in to your life, nothing's going to change. It'll just all revert. You'll have had a spiritually profitable or unprofitable week. Go home, add everything back in, and you'll be essentially the same person as you were. You need to determine to change now as you go back out into verse 15. The temptations, the things that are going on out there. You can do it. Here it was more of a forced thing. But you've seen, some of you, a lot of you, have seen just in really 3 days, two whole days and two half days. Not feeling great, but I think that's three. In 3 days, you've already seen God working in your heart just in that short amount of time with that big amount of change. And so it's absolutely no surprise that God has been able to challenge and speak to you. And the more Bible, the more prayer, the more scripture verses, the more time being preached to with an open heart, and the less world, surprise, surprise. You have been made free. The bars have been removed, and there's a door. If you've let God work in your life, and if you continue to, it remains a door. And verse 17 becomes possible. The world passes away and the lust thereof. The further you go with this thing, the less and less the lust for the things of this world will be pulling on you. So keep going. Keep pushing. Keep driving. Keep striving. Keep fighting, because if you fight, you'll win. God wants to grow you spiritually, and He wants to speak to you. And He could this week because He had your attention. Just go to James, please. James chapter 4, and then we'll come back to our passage. God could speak to you because He had your attention. James 4 and verse 8. Draw nigh to God, James 4:8. Draw nigh to God, and He will, not might, could if He's got nothing else on, no, will, draw nigh to the person sitting next to you. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to the so-called spiritual people around, but not me. No, it doesn't say that. Draw nigh to God, Christian, and He will draw nigh to you specifically. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. And we have drawn nigh to God. And He is drawing nigh to us. And let's do that some more when we get home then. Let's keep going. Sinners, cleanse yourself. Double-minded, purify your hearts. Stop sitting on the fence. Quit minding which way you're going to go. I don't know. Just stop it. Just go God's way. Because you'll lose your life in the eyes of the world, but you'll gain a life of blessing. God's life of blessing for you. You've taken big steps towards that, but keep it up. And as we go back to our passage there, and as we draw this to a close, there are two futures as we leave here. One is of ongoing growth, where there's continued change and there's implementation of decisions that you've made, because you've made some decisions, but now you've got to work out how you're going to flesh those out and how to permanently love not the world while the world is still right there. That's one option, one of ongoing growth. And there's another option of stagnation and death. Something happened, but it'll only be at camp. Because we're going to go home and we're going to find everyone else unchanged because they weren't here. And they'll think that you're the same and they'll act towards you the same as they did. And the TV will still be there, and the console will still be there, and it'll have the same junk on it. Your friends that weren't here will have the same issues that they had before. And the ones that were here but weren't willing to let God work in their hearts will be unchanged. And if we allow that to derail us, then we'll just have, it'll have been a blessing, but we'll stagnate. The forward momentum won't continue. And there's no reason it has to stop. Things that happened to you this week did not happen to you because you were at camp. They happened to you because you did what the scripture says. All through the New Testament, you draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. So I dare you to go home and be different and to tell them that you're different. And you'll be tired and stretched, so it'll be harder, but show them that you're different. Don't react in that way that you always do when they say that. Be different. Not for the sake of being different, not for difference sake, but for obedience sake, for wanting to follow through with the changes that God is asking you to make. Spend tonight deleting things. Quick links. In fact, why wait till tonight? When we give your phones back, start deleting stuff. eBay your consoles. Throw out the worldly fashion and other materials that are worldly and are a temptation to you. Get rid of them. These guys burned all those idolatrous things. They could have sold them. Remember the amount of money it said that it was worth? Whew. We could have given that to missions. Yeah, but we could have also just, at the last minute, I'm not going to follow through with it. I'll just keep this one. Now, it's not legal in the city to go home and burn everything. Some of you don't live in the city, though, so that might be a good option. Get rid of it. I dare you to go home and be different and make some changes and spend time with God. Don't just make the changes. You need to keep doing the things that have begun to make the changes. And surprise, surprise, nothing will happen because you're not at camp. And these things only happen at camp. No way, man. You walk with God and He'll draw nigh to you. You go home and make the changes that He's challenged you about, and He'll keep drawing nigh to you. And though it's not proper to say so, nigher to you and nigher to you. He'll keep getting nearer and nearer to you. It's not camp, it's obedience to God's word. We just give you the opportunity to do it. If you want change, you must love God and not the world. I dare you not to turn your phone on till Monday. Or you pick a different day if that's even better. Dare you? Now that'll be pretty hard. Hopefully some of your batteries are flat. That'll be easier. So then once your battery is charged, I dare you 3 days after that. That'll be fair. I dare you to wait a week before playing something on the computer console. Just keep being changed. I dare you to never go back onto social media. I agree with Pastor Schiavone. What have you spent more time with this week than normal? We keep saying it. You've been more in the preaching. Ask your pastor to recommend some preaching podcasts or preaching, somebody in addition to your church that you can listen to so you can have more preaching. More time in God's Word. It's not reality to read your Bible all day, because then you won't be praying. But you also won't be just doing other things. You need to still live in the world. It doesn't make sense to get a swag and come and find a cave here and live in a tent so that you're away from the world. And you need to be out there and be a witness. Show a changed life. Be the Christian that God would have you to be in amongst this wicked world. Don't show off, but let Him show the changes that He's doing in you. And from this afternoon, you're going to have to change some habits, because the other things will be available to you again. And if you do, surprise, surprise, you'll be made free. God will draw nigh to you, and you'll keep abiding in truth. You'll really be God's disciple. And the truth will make you free. What a wonderful privilege to serve a God who cares for us, who wants to spend time with us, who wants to walk with us, who desires to draw nigh to us. Let's do that. Let's keep moving forward. Let's keep doing the things that have been profitable this week. Let's have every head bowed, every eye closed. As we close our time now in prayer, who would say, pray for me. There are some things that God has challenged me about that I haven't committed to changing yet. Pray for me that I have the courage to make that happen one way or another. Maybe you have to talk to a parent about it, sibling about it, either for accountability or to help get them to help you make it happen. Yeah, some of you. Anyone else? Pray for me. There are some things that I'm going to need some help to do this, to really pull it off. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Yep. Say, pray for me. I have loved drawing nigh to God this week. Pray that I would continue to draw nigh to Him. Amen. Thank you. That I'd keep going. Pray for me. That I wouldn't stop. That I wouldn't let the things of this world stop me. Amen. Yeah, some others. Good. Pray for me. There's a particular thing that when I get home has been going all this time, and it really catches my attention. Might be a sporting code, might be something else. And it robs me of time that I could be putting into walking with God. I know that it specifically is the number one target on my to-do list. Pray that I'd have the boldness to be the different person to make that change when I get home. Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for desiring to draw nigh to us. Lord, I pray that you would be honored, that you would be glorified in each of our lives. Lord, even the lives of those that have resisted you working. Lord, may they make the changes that honor you in their lives. Some have indicated, Lord, some very specific things that you've challenged them about. Father, I pray that they'd have victory over these things, that they would get rid of these things one way or another. Pray for those that need to speak to parents or others to make the changes happen. Lord, I pray for boldness. Pray for submission to our authority. And Lord, understanding it from where we're coming from the parents' or siblings' point of view. Lord, for these things we ask you to work. Thank you, Lord, for always following, honoring your word. And Lord, you have drawn nigh to many of us this week as we've drawn nigh to you. We thank you for that, Lord. May we continue to lose our lives in the world's eyes. Lord, that we would have the life that you would have for us, for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.